News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. This is at the heart of it all.
We want a good life far away from the death and the war.
He's one of the Syrian refugees fleeing into Europe, and Germany's leaders calling on EU countries to help all of them. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, Angela Merkel called it a moving and breathtaking weekend and said she was proud of a warm welcome offered by Germans after 14,000 migrants, including refugees from places like Syria, flooded into Austria and Germany after the two countries essentially opened their borders, allowing people to enter from Hungary. But Merkel adding
that
Europe needs a comprehensive plan. France today pledging to take in 24,000 refugees. Dave.
Simon, President Obama's getting his pen ready to sign yet another executive order. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
President Obama will unveil a new policy requiring paid sick leave for some 300,000 employees of federal contractors this morning at a union rally and breakfast in Boston. White House senior advisor Valerie Jarrett says the president will also call on Congress to pass legislation expanding paid sick leave for all Americans.
We are still the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a paid leave policy. And that needs to change if we want to continue to be globally competitive.
Critics of the president's workplace policy say they raise the cost of doing business. Dave.
Rachel, the funeral is later today for the Illinois police officer murdered last week.
We were at Antioch Community High School. It's the alma mater of Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz. This is his hometown. This is where he raised his family. And in nearby Fox Lake, that's where he had his 30-year police career. The casket has just been taken into the high school where this funeral service is going to begin.
Joni Lum with Fox 32. The search for his killer continues. Kim Davis is trying to get out of jail. Kentucky clerk's been there since last week, refusing to let gay Marys get married, citing religious beliefs. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, And it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing. And they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 12th, it's animal wound care. Come learn about what you can handle on your own, how to handle it, and when it's time to call the veterinarian. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A stuck car and a minor crash both lead to DWI convictions and prison time following plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. The stuck car belonged to a Magnolia man who was arrested in March of last year south of College Station. The blood alcohol level of 46-year-old Gregory Mogg was more than three times the legal limit. He was sentenced to 10 years for his sixth DWI. And a minor crash in Bryan 3 months ago led to the second DWI arrest of a College Station man this year. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins was sentenced to 4 years after being under the influence of PCP while driving with his 7-year-old child in the car. A prearranged confrontation outside a College Station apartment complex Friday resulted in gunfire and an arrest. Police report no one was hit from the shots fired at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks Boulevard. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Officers were told the victims had kicked out Deere's girlfriend from their apartment and they had scheduled a face-to-face over the ownership of disputed property. Two Bryan men, who between them have been to jail 30 times in the last 11 years, were recently arrested. 24-year-old Bobby Perry II is out of jail on bond after he was arrested for hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Still in jail is a man who led Bryan policemen on a lengthy foot chase after knocking down the officer. According to the arrest report, 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was caught with crack cocaine in a restroom at Neal Park. Curtis is accused of flushing the drugs down a sink, then shoving himself away from an officer who fell and was treated for minor injuries. Congress returns to work tomorrow from their August recess with issues facing leadership in the Republican Party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's frustrated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Examples include the president's nuclear arms deal with Iran.
And he's already said, look, I'm willing to give up on Planned Parenthood and trying to defund Planned Parenthood. He has tried to come up with a Barber Boxer highway bill to shove down the throat of the House. It didn't work out very well for him.
Flores, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, says McConnell needs to quit conceding defeat before legislative fights ever get started. The parents of two A&M Consolidated High School graduates are the latest contributors to the College Station School District's Educational Foundation. The foundation board was presented a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. Dr. Berry says he received the money as a charitable grant by Lowe's after serving on their board of directors. The telehealth counseling clinic is hosting an open house Wednesday at their clinic located at the Texas A&M Health Science Center on Highway 47.
The telehealth counseling clinic offers free mental health counseling and assessments from five remote clinics located in Bryan, Navasota, Centerville, Madisonville, and Brenham. Director Dr. Carly McCord says all five counties they serve are designated mental health professional shortage areas.
Services are hard to find often, and even folks with insurance, sometimes the copay can then make those services inaccessible to them. So the fact that the services are free, it certainly helps bring down a lot of barriers. The fact that they are located in within the five counties makes them a little easier to get to.
McCord says sessions are conducted by advanced doctoral students who are supervised by a licensed psychologist. She says Wednesday's open house will showcase their services, research, and training opportunities. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
About 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, we still haven't made 80, which is nice. Got a little overcast out there. And high temperature today, 96. Heat index will be 103 or so. 76 tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain maybe in the afternoon. 20% chance of rain in the evening. Gets better, though. Wednesday, it's 30 during the day and 50% on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, they're telling us a 70% chance of heavy rain. We'll see. Just keeping our fingers crossed. It's going to be cloudy, though, because the high will only be about 89 or so. And then on Friday, we have a 40% chance of showers as well. Right now, winds out of the south at 3, and again, 78 degrees. So, good. Just about everybody knows exposure to loud noises can have a negative effect on your ability to hear, huh? Nevertheless, hearing loss appears to be on the rise, and now there seems to be two types of hearing loss. There's the type where you're unable to hear certain frequencies as well. This is the kind you get tested for, and if your hearing is bad enough that you get a hearing aid, then there's this other thing called hidden hearing loss. Hidden hearing loss is when you have trouble with complex hearing tasks, like deciphering speech from the person you are talking to in a noisy room. The difference with hidden hearing loss is people don't necessarily have trouble hearing quiet sounds when there's no noise in the background, so the results of a standard hearing test will mean it looks just fine. But it was discovered in 2011 by researchers in London, and unfortunately there is no conventional test or standard treatment for it yet, but it may be of some comfort to know those who are told their hearing is fine yet seem to struggle to understand what people are saying, that there really is an understanding of it now. And I'm there. I got it. I can do that. I can have a problem hearing something else while I'm talking to somebody. Howsomever, we have to sometimes listen to two different audio sources in our ears. That's just part of the business that we have here, where you got to hear one thing on one side and be working, you know, doing something else on the other side. Anyhow, it's just part of the little job set we have, a tool set we have to do radio. War Room had $9.3 million taken in.
It went from number two to number one.
Yeah. What is that about? Do we know anything about that?
Brian was talking about it. He tried to go see it yesterday, and it was a full house.
So. Really?
Yeah. Said he didn't get a seat. They're going to try again today.
Yeah. Well, air conditioning. That helps, you know.
I know nothing about war room.
When it's hot outside. If only there were a way.
I'm looking.
Straight Out of Compton did $8.8 million to finish second. Walk in the Woods finished third. That's Nick Nolte and somebody else. Oh, Robert Redford, that's right. Mission Impossible still hanging in at $7 million, and The Transporter Refueled came in at $7 million. Find it?
Yeah, it's not a great description.
Okay, there we go.
Watch the trailer. It's online.
Okay. Year ago, the number one movie was Guardians of the Galaxy. 5 years ago, it was The American. 10 years ago, it was Transporter 2. And 20 years ago, the number one movie was Mortal Kombat. Just saying. Well, that's like the video game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warcraft. Do you play Warcraft?
I did.
You used to?
I did. There's different flavors of it. I played this little World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Online
yeah.
gaming one.
Yeah.
I preferred the offline one.
Oh, okay. All right. What's it supposed to do? What are you doing?
Oh man.
Too complicated?
Never mind.
Just or been too long.
Too nerdy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you, one of our engineers plays it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Used to, yeah.
All right, there you go. 8:15. All right, so we live in the world of a meta campaign for president. Andrew Ferguson wrote a column over the weekend. A meta campaign is a campaign about itself that is thoroughly self-referential. He talks about how he watched John Edwards. Said, I would have told you that the way for the candidate to get a reputation for optimism was to be optimistic and to convey his optimism through his manner and his uplifting anecdotes and ideas. Chatter about messaging was strictly for boys in the back room, the pollsters and stuff. Our candidates are now talking about politics like ESPN analysts. If ESPN analysts talked about politics. Marco Rubio said, I think the GOP nominee will be someone who embraces the future, says Mr. Rubio. Our campaign is going to be focused on tomorrow, end quote. What did he say there? Did he say anything about why he should be elected president?
Huh?
We got to score more points than them.
Yeah.
We got to meet them on the field.
Donald Trump has lifted the meta campaign to an entirely new level of perfection. After word about the villainy of immigrants and the stupidity of politicians, the theme of his campaign speeches is always about his campaign, his poll numbers, his fellow candidates, his media coverage, his inevitable victory, and his popularity with politicians and immigrants. He even gives speeches about his speeches.
The president only wishes he could campaign with this level of narcissism.
Really? It is hard to imagine an earlier generation of candidates engaging in even mild form of meta-campaigning. Jimmy Carter didn't say, the American people love my message of honesty. Instead, he said, I'll never lie to you. Ronald Reagan didn't tell his audiences he was going to tell them how optimistic he was. He just insisted they could recover their pride in themselves and their country. And why not, he said. We're Americans. So that was what they did. But, I mean, voters have lost themselves in the meta campaign. Candidates appeal to them on their basis of their electability. It's purely reflexive. People should vote for me because I'm the one that people vote for. I mean, think about that. I'm not going to vote for him. He's not electable. Okay, there you are. You got that going on. Oh, and if you get a chance and if you care, Peggy Noonan wrote a column over the weekend basically about the last thing we need is another dynasty. Said everybody who came to her to ask her if Bush was going to be the nominee for the Republican Party were all Democrats because they figured that's just the kind of person that they wanted Hillary to run against so that Clinton could beat a Bush.
Wow.
Why? Yeah, again, just why not? It's out there. You can do it, but please give me a reason to vote for you. Okay. All right, when you go to the grocery store, there's some foods that you may be tempted to buy that aren't as good for you as you think they might be. Multi-grain bread.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's basically, they say, junk food masquerading in a healthy disguise. Check the ingredients. You know, the other day, sometimes I'll eat toast here, and couldn't get the kind of, usually I just like plain rye bread. And then I couldn't even find my second choice, so I took a third choice, and it had walnuts in the bread. In the bread!
No.
It did.
It's like
walnuts.
It's like walnuts and cookies. There's no.
Well, and that's the problem, is the bread was so thick, it was like cardboard with walnuts encrusted in it. It was horrible. God. I mean, peanut butter wouldn't have been. A BLT with this probably wouldn't have been good. That's how bad it was. Anyway. blueberry-flavored items. Most foods labeled blueberry-flavored, like cereal and granola bars, have no blueberries in them. The flavor is all artificial. But you'd be better off just buying your own berries and adding them.
It's like blue sugar syrup.
Exactly. Parmigiano-Reggiano cheeses. They're good. They are good.
They are
yes.
good.
But they cost $22 a pound, okay? Are they that good? Instead, Porcino Romano and Cervecchio.
Oh, Cervecchio. I've seen that one.
Okay, so they say they're pretty good flavor. Same.
Well, I'll try them out.
It says they offer the same flavor at half the price.
I always check the bank account before I buy Parmesan.
Well, so. It's true, but again, but it does make a difference. It, you know,
it absolutely does.
We've come a long way from that, whatever that stuff is in the craft jar that you'd kind of shake out there.
The shaky cheese?
Yeah. Either that or anything, you know. And then if you buy a pizza, they come in like aluminum foilettes, yeah. right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to want like an eighth of a teaspoon of that stuff.
That was probably made when the candy corn was.
Yes, exactly. And it's but you shook some on there because you needed more cheese on the cheese that's in the cheese that has the cheese inside the crust of the pizza that you got. Bottled tea. Convenient, yes. Expensive, yes. Plus, bottled teas also have more grams of sugar than soda. Or a slice of pie. A slice of pie.
Blah.
Individual servings of anything. The price unit cost, you know, the unit cost of these things is significantly more than if you bought one big box of whatever. That's why you go to Sam's and you buy the 1 gallon of mayonnaise, because you know you'll eventually use it.
I will never use 1 gallon of mayonnaise ever.
Anyway, but this is what you should do. You should buy big boxes of stuff and then put them in, you know, baggies or Ziplocs. Buy the big box and parcel it out into the single servings. You can still have the single servings, and if you use reusable storage bags, then you're good for that. When and when not to use hand sanitizer.
Hmm.
When and when not to use hand sanitizer. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau, otherwise known as BBB Bill. So what do we got going on today, partner? And happy Labor Day to you.
Yeah, happy Labor Day. Kevin, we've got 2 weeks before our annual BBB Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics. It's going to be a luncheon out at Pebble Creek Country Club. We're pretty close to being sold out. Any listeners who would like to attend can call the office at 260-2222. We'll put you on a waiting list because we have to see how many of our nominees are going to attend first.
Fair enough.
Speaking of nominees, we had 94 nominations.
So what exactly is the Torch Award?
It's the highest honor that BBB can bestow upon a deserving company. What happens is we get nominations from the community. They remain secret. People will ask, well, who nominated me? We can't tell them. Then they get a part two in the mail, and they fill out part two to become a finalist. And then those part twos go to all of our secret judges. And then they decide. They pour over all those, and they come together, have a discussion, usually lasts 3 or 4 hours, and then they pick the winners for the individual categories, a small, medium, or large company.
Very nice.
This year is a little different. We've got Mary Spaeth from Spaeth Communications up in Dallas. She's been a 20-year accredited business with BBB, and she's an amazing lady, very accomplished. I've heard her speak on 2 occasions. She's very good, and she's going to be our keynote. But the special thing is she's going to be around after the luncheon to do a master training course on communication as a strategic business tool. Very, very, very good for business owners, managers, and anyone who sells stuff.
One more time. I know there's a waiting list, but one more time if somebody's interested.
Yeah, 260-2222, extension 103 or 114.
Thank you, sir, very much. Appreciate it. And that's the community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So, what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know, you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. 4411. If you go to the north entrance off Etosh Street in the famed Oriole Park, you'll see one of the most beautiful statues ever made. The Bambino, the King of Swat, the Babe, call him what you will, George Herman Ruth, stands there proudly for all generations of baseball fans to see. The famous statue is the creation of Susan Lurie, who was commissioned to create the 9-foot, 800-pound statue of Baltimore's native son. One of the things that every visitor notices right away is the amount of detail in the statue. And both Miss Leary and the city of Baltimore can be proud of the statue, as they are the man who it honors. And the detail that Miss Leary went through to get it right is nearly legendary. During the many months of modeling and molding, scores of experts and aficionados were consulted to make sure that everything about the Babe was correct. Details that most of us would never think about in a million years. Did the Babe cock his hat to the right or left? Literally hundreds of photos of George were examined to see if he had a preference. Susan even got samples of the exact material of the uniforms, his socks and shoes, so that they would all be completely accurate. The statue shows Ruth leaning on a bat. Well, everyone knows that he did have a favorite bat, and it had to be exact. The exact brand name is burned into the bat, the exact length and size. It's amazing. No detail too small or minute not to warrant attention. Susan was determined that this was going to be as accurate as was humanly possible. No detail was too small to escape scrutiny. But as you stand there looking at that magnificent work of art, something seems, well, amiss. Something's not quite right. Something's out of kilter. Then it hits you. It's a little-known fact that this statue, which was given so much attention to its authenticity, has one little problem. The Babe is wearing an authentic uniform, hat, socks, shoes, and leaning on an absolutely authentic bat. In his other hand, an absolutely authentic right-handed fielder's glove. Every detail perfect. Except one. That right-hander's glove, you see. The Babe. He was one of the most famous lefties of all time. Now, wasn't he?
The Aggie Report is next.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggie's license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates, your home for Aggie plates.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M defeats the number 15 team in the country Saturday night down in Houston at NRG Stadium in front of over 66,000, 38-17 the final. A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin improved his career record in season openers to 7-1 as a head coach, 3-1 at Texas A&M, 4-0 at Houston. Congratulations to true freshman Christian Kirk. He delivered the Aggies' first punt return TD since 2012, early in the second quarter, and then put the game out of reach with a weaving 66-yard receiving touchdown in the final stanza. And how about Miles Garrett and Deshaun Hall? The pair combined for 6 quarterback sacks, 6.5 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles, and 15 tackles in that game. But again, the Aggies win 38-17. The redeveloped Kyle Field opens up this weekend, Saturday, a game against Ball State. We'll broadcast the action starting at 5. Be there in person. We will kick that one at 6 o'clock. We'll see you then. I'm Dave South. That's another Texas A&M football report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32-horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
All right, we are now in the heart of NCAA football season. The NFL starts on the 13th for most of the teams anyway, and it is high time that you get Suddenlink so you can catch all of that action. Not to mention the fact that they've got really great stuff with this new event that they're doing. The power is in your hands, the More Power Switch event from Suddenlink. It's time to switch to Suddenlink for TV and internet. Call 1-877-694-9474 today and get HD TV and 50 meg of internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com for more information on this really cool setup. The internet is 25 times faster than your average phone company. Suddenlink's HD TV gives you access to hundreds of channels on demand and pay-per-view, the NFL Network, and so much more. Make sure you go to suddenlink.com so you can catch the Aggies on ESPNU this coming weekend. Of course, you'll turn the sound down so you can listen to it on the radio, but you can watch it on TV with Suddenlink.
Kim Commando here, and on this long Labor Day weekend, you might not like this news. A record 94 million American workers are not in the U.S. labor force today. And I bring this up because very quietly across the country, a Chinese smartphone maker, ZTE, has quietly become a major force in America by selling pretty good phones at very low prices. Inside AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint stores, it might take a minute or two to find ZTE phones, but they're there, buried in the back of the store. Verizon is the only one out of the big four who doesn't carry them. In fact, ZTE has become the fourth largest phone seller in America. Smaller prepaid smartphones sell for just $30. ZTE smartphones can be had for $60. So what do you get with these kinds of rock-bottom prices? While reliability is certainly there, the technology is what you would expect from the very best top-selling American phones 2 years ago. The price is the pull. A very low price for phones that aren't the best, but they're simply good enough. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate work groups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text. But the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers. And printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. This Wednesday, the Telehealth Counseling Clinic at Texas A&M's Health Science Center is hosting an open house for the public to learn more about their work.
Imagine visiting with your doctor on FaceTime. It might not be ideal for a dentist appointment, but video conferencing works for mental health patients.
Individual, group, and couples counseling to ages 13 and up in English and Spanish for a wide variety of concerns, from relationship concerns and job stress and anxiety to some more severe things like bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Director of the Telehealth Counseling Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord, says sessions use technology in which a counselor interacts with patients through confidential video conferencing set up at remote clinics located in five counties in the Brazos Valley.
The counselors log in through the video equipment and meet with the client, or we also do a lot of phone counseling, so we got to see them over the video at least once, but then if there's still some transportation issues or other things that normally would be barriers to getting some counseling services, we'll do the sessions over the phone.
McCord says this Wednesday's open house is from 4 to 6 at their clinic located at Texas A&M's Health Science Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Senator Ted Cruz being called a jackass last week by House Speaker John Boehner got the attention of a Texas congressman. Bill Flores of Bryan says that will be brought up tomorrow when he has dinner with Boehner.
I will tell him that, you know, it's not helpful to those of us that are conservatives trying to advance positive conservative solutions for him to be going out and calling other conservatives names.
Flores says that takes away from the business that needs to be done in Congress.
What are we going to do on the debt ceiling vote? What kind of things is he going to let conservatives like me add to that, like approval of the Keystone Pipeline, like defunding Planned Parenthood, things like that, to make that a more palatable vote so that we get something good out of an otherwise bad vote? We're going to need to have to talk about when are we going to move forward using the reconciliation process for repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Boehner's remarks came during a fundraiser in Colorado. Authorities are looking for the person responsible for strangling a woman and striking her with a hammer. College Station police responded Saturday night at 9:30 to Southgate Village Apartments. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. A news release stated the victim knew who assaulted her, but no specific identity was released. Anyone with information is asked to call 764-3600. College Station police report no one was hit by gunfire outside an apartment complex Friday night. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. According to the arrest report, Deer said he fired a .22 caliber revolver. Officers recovered the gun from his front right pocket and 16 rounds of assorted ammunition in his left pocket. The confrontation at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks Boulevard was prearranged and followed an argument after the victims, a man and his girlfriend, had kicked out Deer's girlfriend from their apartment. Officers also learned the female victim videotaped the gunfire and the altercation that preceded it. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements on DWI charges that result in prison time. 46-year-old Gregory Mogg of Magnolia admitted to his sixth DWI. He's been in jail since his arrest in March of last year when he drove off Welburn Road south of College Station. It was determined his blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. A 10-year sentence marks the second time Mogg is going to prison for that offense. And a College Station man who was out on bond after being arrested in February for his second DWI has admitted to being under the influence of PCP while driving in June with his 7-year-old child in the car. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins, who was arrested after he was involved in a minor crash, was sentenced to 4 years due to his criminal history. Online court records don't show Jenkins has been indicted from a DWI arrest in February. Bryan Police is assisting the local UPS office in the investigation of a large theft. No arrests have been made in the loss of more than $16,000 of various electronic items over the last 2 months. Bryan Police also responded to a witness who said they saw three people using crack cocaine inside a restroom at Neal Park. According to the arrest report, officers determined the drugs belonged to only one of the three. 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was arrested following a lengthy foot chase with an officer who was treated for minor injuries after he was shoved during a struggle. According to the online jail records, it's the third time Curtis has been arrested this year and 18th time since 2004. Curtis is also being held by Washington County on a charge of possessing prohibited items in their jail. Another Bryan man has been arrested for the third time this year and 12th time in the last 5 years. 24-year-old Bobby Perry II is accused of hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment on her own for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Officers seized the crowbar along with 13 baggies, each containing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Twice in 1 week, a College Station couple has contributed to a local organization. The College Station ISD Foundation received a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. It will endow a scholarship that will be awarded starting next year to a CSISD graduating senior with a grade point average of 3.0 who also has a financial need. Dr. Berry says he received the money as a grant from Lowe's following his retirement from the Home Improvement Company's board of directors. The Berrys, whose 2 sons are graduates of Consolidated High School, recently provided funding to the nonprofit Health for All Medical Clinic for equipment and other resources. WTAW News Time is 8:41. It's 80 degrees. I'll have more news for you at noon today or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You
dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New U dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Howdy, howdy, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Hadn't made 80 yet. That's good. We'll have a 20% chance for rain. We'll get there. Don't worry. 96 or so for the high. Heat index will be around 103 today. Tonight, 76 will be our low. 20% chance of showers tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then better, 30% chance on Wednesday, 50% Wednesday night, 70% chance of some heavy rain on Thursday with a high of only 89. So have a pretty good cloud cover.
My thermometer says we did.
We've hit 80 already?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, that's close enough. 40% chance rain on Friday. We'll see if it happens. All right, we need to put this to rest. I'm sick of this.
Okay.
It's okay to wear white after Labor Day.
Who cares?
In fact, most people nowadays don't even realize that it was a rule of fashion at some point. According to PennLive.com, the no white after Labor Day emerged in the early 20th century. That's a time period when very airy and light cotton dresses were extremely fashionable and comfortable for hot summer weather. And a lot of laundry was done by hand. Since the wealthy were more likely to be able to keep their whites looking clean during the winter, the no white after Labor Day rule sprung up. But people have been, of course, flaunting this for decades.
Flogging it?
Flaunting it. The creamier winter white shades of clothing became fairly common by the 70s, and now white cashmere and wool sweaters, of course, or white wool pants in the winter. We don't need wool anytime here.
No matter
no. what color. But, yes, matter of fact. Anyway, not supposed to do that. And you can wear your black cowboy hats when it gets a little cooler, too. So, if you have close friends as a teenager, you're more likely to be a healthier adult. Psychologists followed 171 losers who could, followed 171 middle-aged kids up until they were 27 years old. Those who had strong relationships and a strong drive to fit in with their peers had overall better health scores by the time they reached 27 years. Theory is that social isolation, being a loner, causes low-level chronic stress. We'll talk about other stress factors in a minute. Stress. We're all under stress.
Right?
We all have stress. So, having strong social connections early in life sets them up to continue later in life, and those friends help reduce stress, which keeps you healthy.
Okay.
So, I was in a, I was in the place who has stuff that you just don't need.
Oh, there's several places like that.
I know. It's basically
Brookstone?
Yeah. Well, oh. It's basically between Deliatorium on Texas Avenue and, I don't know what's on the other end of the Redmond Terrace Shopping Center. But anyway, so I was in that place, you know, where you buy sheets and towels, and you go, oh, my God, a pan costs this much? And they had already set up one of those massager things on a chair. So I sat down.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And it is, it's like kind of a small-town Brookstone thing, right? You can go in there, sharper image. The other thing they had is a dancing images display that you can buy for your home or apartment. And, of course, they had the demo, and you push the button, and the water sprinkles up and has lights, and the water comes up to the beat of the music. Yeah, I know. I didn't even look to see what the price of it was. But it brings up, and maybe you guys can help me with this. Apparently, they had Roombas on sale.
Okay.
Now, and I forget, I want to say the most expensive one was $600, and they had another one at like $500.
Right.
Okay, I think that's right. So, how does that work? I mean, does it go in and learn the room, or?
No, it reads it. It's just laser. It just keeps going until it's read that it's cleaned the whole thing.
Okay. Well, but, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have places in my house where I have wood floors and mm-hmm. I have carpet on top of that.
Yes.
So does it lower when it gets to the wood floors?
It does.
Okay, and then it comes back up when it hits that? Okay. Yeah. Now, my other concern is, yeah, I'm saying, I'm not concerned, I'm not going to buy one of these damn things anyway, but I just thought, so.
I've got a buddy that's got one. He loves it.
Okay, but I mean, I have rugs that have fringe on the edge of them. Okay, is that going to get ensnarled in the Roomba?
It might.
Am I going to come home and it's going, you know, and it's caught on the, all right.
It's a possibility.
So I have to duct tape down the fringe, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect.
And stop complaining. You don't have to sweep anymore.
Well, that's perfect. Okay, all right. And if a dog leaves a little message on the floor, that's okay too?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories about that.
Yeah, see, I don't think that would work well. But I also see that they have one that mops floors, too. That's supposed to
oh,
work.
Oh, good fun.
Yeah, anyway. I don't trust them. I don't think they could do well. You know what I'm saying? I
guess it's better than nothing.
Technology yeah. bad.
No, not at all. I'm all on technology. I'm fine with that. I mean,
to an extent.
Yeah. Does your friend like have any animals or anything?
Yes.
Do you
he's
know?
Got two. He's got a dachshund and a teacup chihuahua.
Okay, and so and he lets it just run rampant through his house. Then is
yes.
that right? Okay. Now, can it do a whole house or just a room at a time thing? How's that work? Do you know?
I think it's a whole house.
Wow. Leave it on all day, comes home, it's got its tongue hanging out, it's panting in the corner going, Jesus, it's been a long day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Yeah, no, not technology bad. I just look at that and go, I'm not sure you could do a good job. I mean, it's not that anybody enjoys cleaning the carpet.
I don't know that it deep cleans it, but I think it's one of those that you kind of go, okay.
Better than
I. At least I'm not doing it.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like going through the car wash. Sometimes it's just not exactly what you want, but you didn't have to do it yourself. Right. Okay. That makes sense. I'm cool with that. Okay, so when to use hand sanitizer and when to not use hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizers, of course, really can help stop the spread of germs, and that's great. Howsoever, if there is a hand sanitizer next to the cash register at the store or the restaurant, take a pass.
Really?
See, as you walk away from the cash register, you likely have a printed receipt in your hand, right? Which most likely contains the chemical BPA.
Which for guys is bad.
That's bad news, okay? Hand sanitizers and other personal cares are made to be able to break down the skin's protective outer layers so that products can be absorbed more effectively. So you see, using hand sanitizer make it easier for the BPA to be absorbed into your skin.
Huh.
When researchers measured the levels of BPA in people who had held a paper receipt after using hand sanitizer, said 185 times more of the chemicals in the hands compared to receipt holders who had not used the hand sanitizer. So, at those concentrations, you have an increased risk of obesity, heart attacks, and type 2 diabetes. So skip the hand sanitizer at the checkout if you're going to get one of those. Or you can just tell them to put it in a sack. Or you can go ahead and slip on a latex glove after you've sanitized your hands so that you won't absorb the BPA.
Yeah, because that would make you look like a freak.
At all.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. AeroFit has also been voted the Eagles Reader's Choice Health Club as well. If you're thinking about joining a health club, why not consider the best with AeroFit? Enrollment fees start at only $49 and the dues are about $1 per day. Tired of your current gym? Then transfer your membership from another club and you'll get 3 months free. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. The best in fitness and personal training services at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network.
St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Got big things on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, you can get those big projects done with a new M8560 or M9960 Deluxe Utility Tractor. Choose between 85.5 and 100 horsepower, with or without a cab. Now get financing as low as 0.99% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Morning. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Sorry, I was looking down. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 5 minutes till. So first, there was the news that the polar bears had trapped the group of Russian scientists at the Arctic Circle, at the weather station there. Now there's news that the Russian town of Ligorsk is being terrorized by large numbers of roving hungry bears. Yeah. So there. And apparently they're not nearly as nice as Yogi. They don't wear a hat or a vest, and apparently they tear stuff up. So, and what will we do?
Hey, Yogi.
Yeah. I didn't see this, but did you apparently a Wisconsin football player suffered a concussion, went to the Alabama huddle?
No, I didn't see that.
Line up for the next play with the wrong team? Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all. Thousands of Japanese mobsters have apparently broken away from the traditional Japanese organized crime syndicate known as Yakuza to form a new rival. So we're going to have gang wars in Japan? Wow. Driving around in dark cars with Tommy guns and stuff? What do you think? That, of course, again, it's probably really a little more serious than that, but wow. So rival crime gangs going on there. Products, there are 80 products sold every day in U.S. North America by Campbell's Company.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's like Lever.
Uh-huh, it is. They're taking Unilever. They're taking over the world. Partridge Farm, they own that. And, of course, they own the V8 juices. Which have really become a lot of different things, haven't they?
Yes.
V8 juice is not, I mean, I haven't tried any of those other ones.
Not just Mater juice anymore.
Yeah, I just stick to that other one that it's kind of, you know, grainy and like, you know, yeah, it's like gazpacho without the chopped vegetables in it. All right, let me see. I have dress trends, but since you guys aren't wearing dresses this year, we're not going to do that. Oh, social isolation. We'll do that for you in just a minute, too, in the meantime. It's 3 minutes till.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
Your home is more than four walls. It's a place you bring home what you love, and your floors are the foundation, the stage for some of life's best moments.
At Aggie Lane Carpet One, we know that choosing a floor is a big decision.
From choosing the right floor to expert installation, we're here to help.
Our beautiful guarantee ensures you'll be happy.
And during our Bring It Home flooring sale, save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on selected hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Plus, take advantage of our special Bring It Home financing rates for 18 months.
Don't miss Aggieland Carpet One's Bring It Home flooring sale, where you can save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
About a minute of chill instead. Let's do this. Let's do funny bumper stickers. Here's one. Sorry for driving so close to you. I like that. It's not too bad. Okay. Adults on board. We want to live too.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. NEM, hate you, hate Kansas, taking the dog, signed Dorothy.
Like that.
Yeah, alcohol and calculus. Don't drink and derive.
Oh wow.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah. Honk if you don't exist. That's another good one. Yeah, let's see. If you can read this, I'm not impressed you're not from Mississippi. Okay. All right. Yes.
Oh, do you know the difference between a tuna, a piano, and tape?
Okay.
You can tune a piano, but you can't pee on a tuna.
I like that. All right, 1921
looks
on
like
this.
Looks like you didn't get stuck on the tape.
Thank you. Yes, the very first thank you Miss America pageant on this date. It was a two-day event back in 1921.
Oh, wow.
Beverly Hillbillies aired for the last time on CBS, and we thought that was going to be the stupidest show ever on television.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, were we wrong. And 1979 on this date, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network made its debut. That's ESPN's real name.
Entertainment.
And Sports Programming Network. And Chrysler asked for $1 billion to avoid bankruptcy. A billion! A billion! Back tomorrow, WGAW College Station Broadcast.